Hi, this is Tiffany the Last.
Pirate RC.
And Pirate Davy Jones.
And we're at the Casbah with Mackenzie Smith and Eric Nicholson of Midlake. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Actually, you got a full house in San Diego on a Thursday. Have you noticed that on your tour this time, that you guys are really packing houses around the country?
Yeah, it's been surprisingly going well. A lot of the shows have been sold out, and we've had a better turnout usually than we expected almost every night. So it's pleasantly surprising.
Yes.
And encouraging.
Yeah.
Yes, very encouraging.
You guys have a really unique sound. It's so beautiful and moving and relaxing, and then you guys start jamming too. It's great. How do you describe your music?
A lot of people say 70s, yeah, AM, folk rock.
Folk, 70s, soft rock.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Everyone, or maybe
that.
Just your own new sound. I mean,
that'd be nice, but yeah, it's virtually impossible these days to kind of sound completely original, but we do what we can.
Yeah.
I think we'd rather sound really good than sound original. Sometimes you can sound original and sound horrible, so we would like to just write good music that people like to listen to. Timeless.
How do you feel about Fleetwood Mac comparison?
They're a great band.
Yeah.
I'd rather be compared to them than a lot of bands, so.
What's your best childhood memory?
Jeez. Best childhood memory. It's a hard one. When I went to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. I don't know.
That's a tricky one, right?
Yeah, that's
bad. Best childhood memory?
Yeah.
Wow, you kind of stumped me. I had a pretty good childhood, so. Let me think of a good one.
It's hard.
One time I was on a cruise with my family. This is not even good. I don't even know why I'm telling you. This is a bad memory, actually. My brother and sister locked me out of the bed, out of the cabin while I was naked out of the shower. Well, I guess that was good or bad or something.
Changed his life forever.
I was about 8 years old, naked in the hallway. They were laughing. They were having a good time. That's their good childhood memory, maybe not mine, but. That's all I got for you.
Did you find yourself?
Sort of. Somebody found me naked in the hallway.
Changed his life. Made him who he is today.
So over the. it's the token naked in the hallway story. Everyone's got one. Not me, but everyone else.
Yeah, I got one.
So as far as your live show, you guys use the video element. Did you develop that over time from your first album to now, or is that something that you've always done?
We started doing it with our first record. We just figured it'd be cool to have something else for people to look at, to help paint the stories of the songs, or not necessarily even if they match the song, but something cool to look at. And so we just started having fun with making videos and thought it'd be a cool idea. There's a lot of bands in the past that have had projections. It's not like we're that original for doing that. So some people hate it and some people love it. And this tour, we're trying to make a compromise of doing some videos and some still shots and kind of in the middle of like something cool to look at, and sometimes just sort of an ambient background. And we've been doing it for several years now, and then some videos are something we have a lot of videos. Some are some we've made, some that like other people have made for us, and mm-hmm. then some that are actually like taken from old movies and stuff like that that we like, that feel like fit the songs pretty well. So
who makes the films? Do you guys have someone in the band who actually is a filmmaker or an aspiring filmmaker in addition to the musician?
We've had different people in over the years to do videos. We have a friend named John Collins who's done some video work for us, and we've had a company in San Francisco called Terry Timely that made a video for us for the Young Bride song. Video directors do different songs for different like singles and stuff like that, and then we just pick some of these really cool movies that we like that fit. So just all sorts of different ways of getting videos. We made some of them right at the beginning. We didn't know what we were doing. We just had fun. Like the song, some of them were Superstitious from our first album. Uh-huh. Was a homemade video. We played that tonight. And that was fun. It was a big task, but it was fun to make.
This is a secret or anything, but could you tell us who the balloon maker is?
I don't even know who the balloon maker is.
He's just a guy in the
song. He's just a character from the first album.
Uh-huh. I love that song.
Said I guess that album really revolves around the cover, the Monocle Man, and it was a world that we created. Monocle Man being the antagonist, kind of the bad guy, and there was certain other characters within that story that were the good guys, and the Balloon Maker was one of them, a man that kind of floated around in a balloon and stuff. Really, that's about it. I mean, there was no really thought out deep, you know, meaning of the Balloon Maker specifically. We've had other characters that are a little more thought out, like Van Aki Panther maybe.
They told me I wouldn't, but I found an answer.
Tons of characters.
But ones more that have more meaning or detail.
I don't know. The question, I guess, really was about the Balloon Maker. And
yeah,
just a guy off the first album that Tim thought of.
Yeah.
Just kind of the album was about the living in this community and kind of being stuck there. And some people wanted to kind of escape. They were kind of trapped there by the antagonist, which you mentioned, the Monocle Man. And the Balloon Maker was this guy that sort of had the secret that was like, at one, you know, this kind of like this tale of like this. At one point, this guy.
Oh, it's our flyover.
Yeah.
It's for you guys.
Yeah. At one point, this guy wanted to escape. He was brave, made his balloon, and he failed the test. And there's actually another song on the album that talks about that. It's called He Tried to Escape, and it's about that guy trying to kind of leave, and his balloon failed.
He felt he had made it and starts to come down.
Kind of about the same guy, basically, you know. I mean, he's not anybody real.
Okay.
We're not the Balloon Maker. I mean, you know, yeah.
Do you think your next album will be story like also?
No.
You're done with that?
Yeah.
Well, we say that, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know, this one wasn't supposed to be that story like the first one, but it's turned into that some way. But I don't think the initial songs that we've been working on and they're not, this subject matter doesn't necessarily lend itself to huge concept story or anything, so we'll try not to do that.
Will the panther be around next? No? Since he just got ran
yeah,
over.
Yeah, we'll run over him again. He's over. There'll be something, someone new maybe, who knows. a horse head. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, for a godfather.
Yeah, we'll find some other animal to replace the panther.
David, you?
Yes. What is the one thing you've always wanted to do, but you haven't done yet?
Skydive.
Ooh.
All right.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I think I'm too scared to actually try it, though. I think someone would have to literally push me out of the airplane. I don't think I could do it. I would like to do it just for the... I've heard it's amazing, and I'm sure it'd be a brilliant experience. I don't think I could do it. I like the idea of doing it, but, you know, I guess the saying goes, like, why would you ever jump out of a perfectly good airplane? So, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd like to try.
Yeah. What would I like to do that I haven't done? Skydive. Scuba dive.
I got a great one. Make money being in a band.
Yeah, there we go. Pay my bills in a rock and roll band. That would be something I've never done before. So.
Great, cool.
What's your favorite place to play so far?
Favorite place to play? There's several. The best shows I can remember offhand, great cities that I think that are just really, really amazing crowds and have responded best to our music. I would say Birmingham, Alabama was absolutely amazing. I would say Boston was pretty fanatical. That was pretty cool.
Toronto
was great. I would say Glasgow is really, really a good city to play in. A lot of good European cities.
Oslo, Norway.
Yeah, Norway's really
Bergen.
Cool.
Yeah. We've had, it's hard to pinpoint, like, just one show. There's been a few.
Do you find Europe to be the most receptive, actually, compared to the U.S.?
It just depends. I mean, there's some cities in the U.S. that have been great. I think our biggest pet peeve is to have someone talking while you're playing. When people are talking to your show, it's just absolutely the biggest sign of disrespect, in my opinion. I mean, especially people that pay money, and it's disrespectful to people who pay, like, good money to watch, and then there's, like, 50 people in the back that talk, and you're confused because you're like, you paid money to get in here, but you just paid money to hang out with your friends and talk. I mean, there's a million bars you can go to.
So that makes a difference to you when the crowd is feeding off of your music, you're feeding off the crowd.
It does affect.
Absolutely.
The emotional aspect of performing.
There's some shows in Europe where, honestly, like Sweden, and actually Scandinavia in general, is like ridiculously quiet. Like you can hear a pin drop between every song.
Wow.
Like, they don't talk. And it's because they came there to listen to music and they paid money and they want to watch the show. They don't want to talk and, you know. And the U.S. is very different in that way. But
you'll be rocking L.A., though, coming up, right?
Yeah, that's next, right? It's a
Saturday
Troubadour.
Night, yes.
Troubadour, yeah.
Yes.
That's hopefully a pretty legendary venue, actually. It's made some people. Elton John's first L.A. concert was there, I believe. If you guys, that brings me to actually another question I wanted to ask you. You have local bands opening for you while you're on the road, correct?
Well, these aren't necessarily local. These are two bands that we picked to go on tour with us.
All right. So if you were going to audition and go on tour with a band, who would you choose right now, or an artist?
To open up for?
Yeah, for you to open for.
Oh, there's several great ones. The best band in the world to go on tour with as far as crowd and credibility would be Radiohead. I mean, there's no other band that would... You couldn't top that ever. Or Bjork or something, but that's...
U2.
Yeah. Yeah, but U2, yeah.
Weird, that's a different kind of... Almost a different style of music, kind of, but... Massive, massive crowds.
I'd like to go on tour with Belle and Sebastian or something like that, because I bet their fans would be great to us. It really seems like they have a really good crowd. I don't know, there's lots of really good bands that would be fun to tour with. I mean, it's hard playing the kind of music we play. I mean, you could... You know, like I said, Radiohead, but I'm not saying Radiohead fans would love us or hate us or whatever. I'm just picking a great band that would be fun to tour with. I mean, you know, what, go on tour with Crosby, Stills, Nash revival? I mean, you know, go, you know, that'd be fun. Go on tour with Neil Young or something, you know, or, you know. Or Neil Diamond, you know, either one. I'd go on tour with Neil Diamond,
yeah. Yeah, the Police, that's an option right now.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
Yeah, older bands, maybe.
Yeah. That might be cool to go on tour with some bands that have been around for a while.
Aerosmith?
Yeah. The Beatles? But that's not going to happen.
You go home with Ringo and the All-Star Band.
Yeah.
America?
Yeah, America. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
They're still around.
Are you guys working on an album right now?
We're sorry.
Are you guys
not yet.
No.
But we will be. Sorry. This summer. Okay. As soon as we get done touring. We've been touring for almost a year straight, so.
Our last thing. We actually like to hear a pirate shout out from every band that we interview, so would you mind giving us one? Like either just an R.
Oh man.
Shiver me timbers.
what do you do?
Shiver me timbers, we're mid lake. I mean,
that's perfect.
That's great, thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
There's a long call. Put your boots and courage on.